News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Well, if you thought last season was pretty exciting, what a start to this year. Warsaw, a very impressive win last night, beating Fort Wayne Snyder on the road at Spoller Stadium, 38-30, scoring in the final 2 minutes of the game, going for two and making it, and then getting an interception in the inside the 10-yard line on the final play of the game to secure the victory. We will play highlights for you in just a minute. And, of course, we'll talk with Coach Curtis and the players that he brought with him. Also, Columbia City beat Northwood last night 27-24. Concord held off Elkhart 35-29. Fairfield beat Goshen 30-23. Northside beat Northridge 21-7. Mishawaka beat Mishawaka Marion 35-7. Tippecanoe Valley won at Plymouth 20-3. And what was he? Matt Thacker said he thought his team was better. They beat Jimtown last night 10-9. The conference went 4-4. Other scores, Logansport beat Peru 48-0. Occoquan beat Wabash 61-20. Manchester beat Northwestern 33-21. North Miami beat Northfield 44-15. It was Pioneer overcast 28-0. Rochester shut out Southwood 42-0. Whitco beat Prairie Heights 30-22. It was Cherubusco over Bremen 36-7. LaVille shut out Triton 28-0. Eastbrook beat Huntington North 21-20. Penn beat Valparaiso 21-13. St. Joe down to Lakeland 36-6. West Noble was a winner over Central Noble 35-8. And next week's Tiger opponent, Warren Central, lost to Center Grove last night 24-6. Again, the Tigers were winners at Snyder 38-30 in thrilling fashion. We'll play some highlights from that fourth quarter for you when we come back here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
When you need a stylish look for your home, head to Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Shop from the largest furniture selection in the area, including quality brand names like England, Best, and Roe. Get the quality sleep you need with a premium mattress from Therapeutic and add an adjustable base for the ultimate night's sleep. Brower's also has in stock carpet along with vinyl, plank, hardwood, and tile. Visit browerscarpet.com and stop in today at 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
Call the Glass Doctor, we fix your pain.
Your windshield, your choice. Dealing with a broken car window can be a real hassle. At Glass Doctor of Indiana, we have the best warranties in the business. Our windshields have the exclusive Windshield Protection Plan, unlimited chip repairs and one replacement for 1 year. With the best reviews, products, service, and guarantees in the business, be sure to demand Glass Doctor. Remember, your windshield, your choice.
Call the Glass Doctor, we fix your pain.
Small businesses are the heart of our community. That's why Crossroads Bank offers customized loans and business checking. From startups to established companies, Crossroads Bank is here to support your growth. Visit today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Brew, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Rivich, under center, hands off Duncan, breaks a tackle, breaks another! Touchdown! Touchdown! Brody Duncan is in with 1:39 to go, and the Tigers have regained the lead, 36-30. Can you believe it? Harris, standing on the 29-yard line, takes the snap, play action fake, looking, lobs it up the far sideline, and it's going to be intercepted! Intercepted! Parker Sweet at the 20. He goes down! He goes down at the 24-yard line! Parker Sweet picked it off, and the Tigers have won it!
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you?
I am very happy here eating this big slab of ham and two bacon strips.
The diner, John at the Diner, has once again fed the guys, Coach Curtis, and the players that he brought with him this morning, biscuits and gravy, and Coach's big ham steak and bacon and hash browns. There's all kinds of stuff out there. So
best ham steak in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's for sure. What a win by your kids last night. There were so many concerns going into that game, and your kids really played, and I don't go to all the practices, and I'm not, even the practices I go to, I'm not at every minute of them, but your kids did a lot of things that they had not done yet very well in your practices, and they did it at game level against that team.
And many of them for the first time, once again, they had to overcome the head coach and made me look a little better than what we are. They did a great job of my concern was how we would handle adverse situations. We knew going in that we were going to have several kids playing both sides of the ball, which is kind of unique this time of the year for us. And you know, when we got off to a little bit of a rough start, Roger, it sent up some concerns, and I didn't know how we would handle bad things happening to us at this point of the season. I know that eventually we'll handle bad things that happen in a game better, because really that's the difference between being okay, being good, and being great, is can you put the last play behind you and move forward? And I think these kids really overcame some things last night and fought against a quality, well-coached opponent and came out and found a way to get it done.
Fumbled on the first play. That first one turned into seven. Second play on the second drive, fumbled there. And I believe that was the turning point in the game. When they did not score a touchdown, they kicked a long field goal. Your guys bowed their necks and held them to three and then went right down the field and scored.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that was very important, particularly for that point in the game. Yeah, it's 48 minutes. One of the keys to victory that you and I talked about yesterday was getting off to a great start. So throw that out. Anything I say from now on that's a key to a victory, just scratch it, because that's not true. We ended up winning and did not get off to a great start. Defensively, you're right, though. Holding, giving up seven from the 20-yard line. You know, we gained 5 yards on that play on a quarterback sneak, but we didn't have the ball. Got to have the ball. It was lying on the ground. And you know, they scored after that. We fumbled back on the third play. And we did hold them to a field goal at that point. And, you know, 10 to nothing with, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, a year ago we were down 21-0, and it snapped the ball one time with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter up in Napanee. So these kids continue to amaze me. We try to put them in difficult situations in practice where they're uncomfortable and try to teach them to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And they didn't fold last night. They started the process of forging their identity for the 2025 season. And, you know, it was kind of cool to get some texts last evening from kids that graduated a year ago, how excited they are for this group. You know, you remember the 73 Dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay, these guys probably don't. Those guys would get together anytime an NFL team was undefeated, and they would host parties and root against the Miami Dolphins because they wanted to be the only, or whoever, whatever team was currently undefeated, the Patriots, whatever. Because they wanted the 73 Dolphins to be the only 16-0 team or 17-0. So it was neat to get some correspondence from a lot of alumni, former players. Because when you compete against a really good opponent, a really well-coached opponent, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, they've got players too, and they're going to come after you, and really pleased with how we responded most of the time.
Ethan Rivich won the starting quarterback job in practice. He did a terrific job in the days leading up to the first game. You put him in there. Then what happens, happens. And I wondered if you may make a switch. You didn't. And the kid played about as well as you can play that position the whole rest of the game.
I was ready to phone up the press box and see if you wanted to go in and play some quarterback and see if we could secure a snap, but I knew you were out of eligibility.
I don't think that's
so
fast.
I thought we're going to go with Rivich.
I don't think that's
fast. And then
fast.
If, you know, we have total confidence not only in him, but also Scooter McRae, okay? We have no issue with him. We just thought going into the game, they both were kind of 1A and 1B, that Ethan threw the ball a little better. So that's why we went with Ethan last night. You know, we've got a good scenario going here with some options and some different personnel opportunities. I told you a week ago, on this radio show, you asked me who the quarterback was. I said it could be A, it could be B, it could be somebody you'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
And once Ethan got that out of his system with the snaps and taking care of the football, I thought he did an extremely admirable job.
And his method of operation is different than Drew Sullivan's. Drew's first thought was to keep it if he could. Ethan's is more about handing it off and pitching it first, which makes him very dangerous because when he does keep it, there aren't a lot of guys watching him, and he went on a big, long run because of that.
He did. And you're right. We didn't want to give him a whole lot. A first-time starter, bright lights, really good opponent. Let's try to keep it as simple as possible. Have some success. Thus, the sneak on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
Get banged up a little bit in there. Gain a few yards, hopefully. So feed the fullback. A lot of what you saw where he was giving it were predetermined handoffs to the fullback. Hopefully, it looks enough like what we do like to do on the perimeter that it's hard to decipher. We probably ran 8 to 12 true read plays, and he was pretty good on most of them.
Ty Martin picks up a fumble, runs it in, 36 yards for a touchdown. That actually gives your team the lead everything that happened at the beginning of the game.
It did. We got him in a third and long. I don't remember exactly if there was a penalty or and then – number 86 on third and long breaks through. Really, that kid, number 14 for them, was really quick.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And He tried to shake Luis, and Luis planted his foot, flattened out, made the tackle, forced the fumble, and then Ty Martin scooped it up. Thought he was going to get tackled, but he spent enough time in the weight room that his legs kept churning, and he broke that tackle and went for a long touchdown run, which put us up 12-8, I think, or 12-6.
12-10.
12-10, yeah.
And it was 12-10 because of one of the rough spots last night, which was extra points.
You really want to talk about extra points on Saturday morning?
You can talk
while
about
I'm
it
enjoying as, my ham steak and my bacon.
You can talk about it as little or as much as you want to.
Well, have you ever kicked an extra point?
I would love to have. I was a soccer player who wanted to be a football player. Yeah. I longed to do that and never got the
any
chance.
Any kid or adult that was on our sidelines that thinks that's easy, we're going to have them go out and try it sometime. I'm not going to try it. That's for fun when you're a kid, when you're my age. But it obviously was not. We would prefer the ball go through the uprights, okay, not hit the lineman in the ass with the ball, okay? And I know that was nobody's intention. The first one was a breakdown in protection on the right side, and it was legitimately blocked. The next one was a line drive, and he will get better, as will Fisher. John Connolly's a freshman. Fisher Whitaker's a sophomore. They're going to be okay. Fisher's actually got up off the ground, went up over the upright, but was wide left, supposedly. I haven't looked at the tape. It looked good from where I was.
It was wide left.
Okay, you got it.
Not by a lot, but it was.
And then, it's just something we need to get the jitters out of and get better at and probably do it more live in practice. It's a whole lot different. You know, these two cats, first time under Friday Night Lights, and, you know, I had great conversations with both John and Fisher last night that it's going to be okay, just relax. We're going to go for two next time if we score. No knock on you, but here's where we're going. So we're not scrapping the kicking game. We're still going to work on PATs. We still believe that both young men can put the ball through the uprights, and that's all I got to say about that.
And I talked to both of them Thursday at practice, and they were both admitted quite heartily that they were really nervous, and yeah. It showed last night.
Well, thanks for telling me that.
And we can all...
On Saturday morning and not Thursday morning.
You've got a kicking coach. That's his job.
Did you tell him? Did you tell my kicking coach?
I did not. Okay. The kickoffs were well covered.
Perfect.
There was one where they got loose for 25 yards. That's it.
And it was the last one. And we went in by design. Good friend of mine up in Mishawaka lost a regional football championship game to Fort Wayne Snyder right before halftime. They were ahead 22-0 in the regional. Fort Wayne Snyder went on to win the state that year 2 years ago. And their game plan was to do what we did tonight. And love Coach Kinder. He decided to, right before halftime, they just scored to make it 22-0. They didn't want to give Snyder a short field. And the ball didn't end up going where it wanted to be kicked. And it ended up being kicked deep. And now it's 22-7 before half. So those thoughts kept going through our mind, because when they started creeping everybody up, it came into our minds, hey, let's kick the thing over their heads and it'll roll into the end zone. That was a thought, but we had been fairly successful squib kicking it, and Fisher Whitaker did a great job of finding the gaps, okay, between the front line and getting it to bounce around down their roll, which allowed our kids some time to come down and cover. But, you know, Dalen Fitzpatrick was outstanding on coverage last night. He missed one tackle on the one that got broke free.
Yep.
But he was in on every tackle. There were several kids that really covered Kick's wall last night.
You see Snyder score and get the two-point conversion with 4:12 left.
Uh-huh.
So it's 30-30, and your offensive line, this offensive line that really is almost starting over from scratch last season, just summarily just marches the ball right down the field and scores. It was beautiful to watch them do their work.
It was a key point in how we, within the game and within our philosophy of, okay, are the things that we've been doing going to show up when it matters? Are the weights and the dawn patrols and the man makers, are all those things going to ever show up? And if they are, it's going to be in a situation where you're hot, you're cramping up, you're beat up, you're bloodied, and now you've got an opportunity for all those things. All the money you've invested in the bank, is it there to be withdrawn? And that was that opportunity, and not just the old line, but, you know, Brody Duncan took over on that last drive and just was a man-child in there in B-gap and C-gap. That was pleasing. My concern after Tucker Reed's long run on the counter, are we going, because the ball got down to the 15 and then there was a penalty, I think a late hit or something on them. Are we going to score too soon? Because we had yet to stop them in the second half.
Yep.
So, you know, but at that point, what am I thinking? Score is a score. And then Brody punched it in. But the O-line, obviously they have some things they need to work on, right, Andrew? And we will. But watching the film, the little bit I've watched it since last night, we looked physical. We looked interested. And we've got some size. I told you that. We need to be a little quicker. We need to play a little better pad level, as we do on the defensive line. But I think those are all things that can be coached and coached out of them. So,
and the way the game ended, I thought was pretty fitting, too, because Parker Sweets worked really hard at quarterback. Yes. It's not a natural thing for him. You put him over there and said, this is your job. You are the guy.
He did a great job.
And when it came right down to it, he saw the ball coming, had his head turned the right way. Yep. And was in the perfect position to pick off that pass.
You know, Coach Sharp from Jimtown High School, longtime friend of mine, very wise, one of the wisest guys I know, would always say, you don't get beat deep because you're slow. You get beat deep because you're stupid. If you play, and that's a perfect example of that. Parker is matched up with the game on the line with 7 seconds left. Last play of the game, 7 seconds.
Not nine.
Nine.
Yeah.
And that kid is far faster than he is, than Parker is. And Parker used his good technique. He used his mind and positioning skills, and he didn't get beat deep, and he was able to play the ball. Sometimes kids, when that ball's in the air, they want to play the man. Well, then the kid catches the ball, and you tackle him. Well, it's a 22-yard game. And that was really good technique, and he adjusted to it. Intercept the ball. I wasn't know if he was sure certain what to do with it. Did he come out of the end zone?
He intercepted it at about in between the 5 and the 10.
Okay, so he went
and
in the end
zone.
There were still
3 seconds.
Four, 3 seconds. He starts running toward our sideline.
Yeah.
And it's like, get down. And he did that. I thought defensively we bent. Obviously, but we made stops when we had to. The field goal, the missed field goal right before half, and then the last drive of the game.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be opportunistic.
Yep.
Was it the perfect game? No. Gives us a win, but gives us a benchmark from where to go from here.
Right. We're going to talk with the guys that Coach brought with him when we come back here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is Blake from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. There are a lot of plumbing systems in your home. If even one small component stops working, your home could fall into disarray without the ability to shower, cook, or drink clean water. You need plumbers you can trust. Whether it's a minor repair or a major installation, Flotek Plumbing and Heating is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Don't let a small issue turn into a big problem. Go with the flow. Online at flotekpandh.com. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24-7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Hi, this is Alan Aldifer. Ready to take control of your financial game? Just like in football, whether you are looking at a game-opening drive or a two-minute drill for a game winner, at Aldifer Bergen & Company Retirement Planning, we know how to make every play count. Let us help your retirement plan become a winning financial plan. Don't fumble your future. Let us become your financial coaches.
Unfortunately, the end of the boat season is coming sooner than any of us wants. But now is the time to visit Splendor Boats in Warsaw for all off-season boating services. Indoor, safe, and clean boat storage, winterization, and shrink wrapping. Repower your boat by replacing or upgrading its engine. Splendor Boats can also change the look of your pontoon by replacing that old carpet flooring with new marine-grade vinyl. Plus, redo your boat's furniture and canvas tops with their canvas and upholstery department. Be ready to go next spring. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Talk. They hear you. Research shows that parents are the number one reason your kids decide not to drink. Start talking to your children about alcohol before they start drinking. Even if it doesn't seem like it, they really do hear you. Conversations in the car or during dinner can be an easy icebreaker to get the conversation started. Over 80% of young people ages 10 to 18 say their parents are the leading influence on their decision whether or not to drink. This message brought to you by Kosciuszko Cares and the Kosciuszko Drug-Free Coalition. Visit inspire-in.org.
What have you been doing?
You look frazzled.
Looking for a new internet provider. My contract's finally up.
You should get Serp. They're really good.
Really? How?
They are fast, reliable, and local. No contracts or hidden fees, and price lock for life.
Sounds too good to be true.
It's easy and affordable.
Okay, I'm in.
Get Serp fiber fast internet today for just $30 a month with auto pay. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Andrew Contreras joins us first, a member of both the offensive and defensive lines. That's hard to do. Is it hard to keep track of all you're responsible for?
At times, yes, but once you do it for so long, it's just like you just get used to doing it.
You do have some experience from last season. So you got to play with all those guys that graduated. You got to play in the state championship game. What things did you take away from those guys that you wanted to do this year with this group?
Just their ability to lead last year pushed me to be able to lead this year with the up-and-coming juniors and sophomores. And, yeah, just being able to lead them and push them in the right direction.
There's a lot of people that watch this team play, especially on the offensive side, and they see the snap of the ball, and it's just people blocking, right? It's just people moving forward and trying to get people out of the way. But it's a lot more than that. Can you talk about, from your standpoint on the offensive line, how difficult this offense is to run every day in practice and in the games on Friday?
Yeah, because, like, it's not just blocking. You have to know who you're blocking, and you have to take the correct steps to get there. Because one wrong step, and if you go to the person that where he is, he's not going to be there. Because if you're going to a backer, which they're going to probably be faster than the offensive line, and if you don't take the right angle, then they're going to probably make the play.
What does it mean to you? And what was it like on the bus ride home to go over there and get that win last night when most people didn't think that that was going to happen?
Yeah, the bus ride there, we were all locked in. And just going down there and getting that win, and it felt good to prove people wrong. And It's a great start to the season.
Tell us about your family, your parents and your brothers and sisters, and generally where you live.
I live with my mom, Patricia, my dad, Alonzo, my sister, Mariah, my little brother, Axel, and my older brother moved out not too long ago.
And what do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I want to go to college and play college rugby.
Really? Tell us about rugby and how it's helped you play football.
Rugby, it's helped me be like more explosive, and I have to get lower on tackling because if I don't get low, then they're just going to run right through you. And
I can't imagine being on the rugby pitch and running it to have you get the ball. And what are you going to do with that? I'm going to make a business decision. I'm getting it out of the way and let you get a try. That's what I'm doing. What's your favorite class that you're taking right now?
Probably English, because it's like helping me improve on my poetry and like just being able to like write and express my ideas.
Poetry. That might be a first on Tiger Talk. That's great. So talk about that. Where does poetry come from for you?
Well, I wasn't really good at it. And then we're doing it so much and like I'm actually starting to get the hang of it. So it's like very creative.
I love it. That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that with us. All right. We also have Luis Muñez Bermudez. How did I do? Is that good?
That's correct, sir.
I've been practicing all week. After you and I went through pronunciations at Picture Day, I said, I'm going to get this right. And then I saw you on the depth chart, and I went, okay, I definitely got to get this right. Talk about, because you were not on the radar of being on the defensive line to start this season, and yet here you are. How did you get there?
Well, after 3 years or 4 years, you could say, of Coach Curtis trying to get me out to the football field since my freshman year. He's finally encouraged me to get out there, and I just went out there, showed them what I could do, and they got me on the starting position as defensive end.
We don't see this happen a lot, but now it's happened 2 years in a row because Hunter Dippin did it last year from having not really played in a while or never played. How difficult is it for you to step in to a spot and not only step into it and try to learn it, but learn it on the fly while you're on the field on Friday night?
Well, it feels like learning a new language, quite literally. And it's many things that you have to pay attention to that you don't realize when you're in the field, but watching film will help you understand what you need fixed on.
Take us through that play where you forced that fumble that Ty picked up and ran into the end zone.
Well, the tackle on their side was just guarding me, and I shook them out the way, broke through the line. No one was there to guard me, and I saw the quarterback wide open, so I took the hit, and good thing it caused a fumble, allowing us to get a touchdown.
How much fun was last night for you?
It was very fun, but a learning experience for sure.
What's the one thing you learned that you didn't expect to learn, or the thing that you learned the most that was the most valuable to you that you learned during the game last night?
Just staying mentally structured and not letting small errors take over you.
Yeah. On all those plays, something bad's going to happen at some point, right?
Correct.
Monday at practice, what's the one thing that you know that you've got to work on to get even better at your position?
Just instead of taking a 5-yard step, just closing in and taking shorter steps to my position.
Okay. Like, excellent. Talk about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
Well, I grew up in Vegas, and I moved to Warsaw about 4 years ago. And I live with my parents here in Warsaw, which my dad's name is Jose Muñiz, and my mom is Ariana Bermudez. And I have two younger siblings that are twins. One girl and one boy. They are 11 years old. And then I have an older sister who plays for Notre Dame in rugby.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. So this is the rugby team that we have here, isn't it?
Bring you the rugby connection.
That's fantastic. Talk about what you want to do when you graduate.
Well, honestly, whatever God gives me the opportunity to do. But if rugby does become an option, I would love to play rugby. But I'm looking for anything to come my way.
What do you like about rugby?
I just like the adrenaline when I have the ball and I see people trying to tackle me. And then breaking through the line and just having people chasing me behind and not being able to catch me.
What's your favorite class right now?
I like athlete development, which is not really a class, but the program is well-structured. And our school is blessed to have an opportunity to take that class.
And who's your teacher for that?
I have Coach Childress and Coach Wayne.
Yeah, that's excellent. And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
My buddy right here, Andrew Contreras.
Good. That's good. Thank you guys for coming in. I sure appreciate it. They got fed today by The Diner, who fed them biscuits and gravy and lots of other stuff today. And we thank John and everybody over there for helping us out with that. When we come back, the scores and schedules for everybody else as the fall sports season really gets underway this week. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Midwest Tire and Auto Repair has been serving Warsaw and surrounding communities for many years. They are a Napa Auto Care Center, offering a wide variety of automotive services from oil changes to differential repairs. Choose from multiple name brand tires that make your ride feel great at a price that fits your budget. Call 574-269-9250. Visit MidwestTireWarsaw.com and stop in today to 995 North Lake Street in Warsaw.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you.
Some people are looking for the latest and greatest. Others trust in the tried and true. Hi, this is Brent from Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, a fourth generation family-owned business where we are absolutely tried and true. And we're also the latest and greatest. We've just expanded and opened a second location in downtown Columbia City. Stop in now to take advantage of fantastic fall savings and no interest payment plans. Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City, your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon. When life throws the unexpected your way, you don't need a lawyer from a big city billboard. You need someone who knows you, someone who knows your town. At Rock Hill Pinnock, we're not just lawyers, we're your neighbors. We live here, raise our families here, and we're proud to stand up for the people of our community. If you've been injured in an accident and don't know which way to turn, call us at 574-267-6116 and we can help. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with girls golf, who last Saturday went to Fort Wayne and played at the Concordia Lutheran Invitational. Carroll won it with a score of 303. DeKalb was second with 306. And Warsaw came in third with their best score of the season for 18 holes with a 309. Leading the way for Warsaw was Anya Pukoda with 75. You had Lily Henderson with 76, Vivian Pikich 78, and Addison Ayler and Sophie Stewart each shooting 80. Anya finished fifth individually. Lily was sixth. Vivian was ninth. Then the girls on Tuesday took on Homestead at Stonehenge. Warsaw shot 170 compared to Homestead's 181. Anya 44, Vivian 43, Lily 42, Sophie 45, and Addison had the low score with a 41. The JV shot 200, and they were led by Adela Huffer, who shot a 49. Then the girls, the next night on Wednesday, went to Huntington to Maple Grove Golf Course and took on Huntington North, and Warsaw beat them 175 to 221. Anya 45, Lily 43, Vivian 42, Addison 45, and Sophie shot a 48. The JV shot 200, and they were led that night by Reese Berner, who shot a 45. The boys' tennis team opened up their season on Tuesday with a 4-1 win over Bremen. Henry Norton and Ted Grandin at singles, and the doubles teams of Spencer Love and Luke Smith and Cale Meridew and Grant Marin got points for the varsity. For the junior varsity, singles wins for Ricardo Bocciocchio, I hope I said that right, I've been practicing, Owen Nyson, Austin Klingemann, and Silas Boreen, and Hudson Victa in doubles. Austin teamed up with Nate Freeberg for a doubles win. And the other doubles teams were Isaiah Stoffel and Dominic Manwaring. You had Kendrick Bennett and Tristan Etner and Silas Metz and Ben Corson getting points for the JV. And then the boys came back on Wednesday and shut out Huntington North on the road 5-0. Charlie Norton, Henry Norton, Ted Grandin all with singles wins. Spencer Love and Luke Smith, Cale Meridew, and Grant Marin with victories as well. Only the number two doubles team lost more than two games in any set on the day for the junior varsity. And singles wins for Ricardo and Ian Overman and Owen Nyson and Austin Klingemann in a doubles win with Nate Freeberg. And also points for the doubles with Silas Boreen and Hudson Victa. Will Peterson and Isaiah Stoffel. You had Dominic Manwaring and Tristan Etner, Silas Metz and Kendrick Bennett, and Ben Corson and Jack Burnett. The girls' soccer team opened up their season with a tough loss to Chesterton. That was on Wednesday night, and the Trojans beat Warsaw by a score of 4-2 in their season opener. New coach Zach Harding was pretty impressed and pretty pleased with how hard his kids played. Thought they played well, just came up short. Goals by Natalie Heppner in the fourth minute and Lola Pepper with her first of the season. And her that came in the 68th minute. The defense was led by Annika Scholl and Lila Williman, who kept the game within reach, but the Lady Tigers came up short. The JV played to a 0-0 tie against Chesterton in their opener on Wednesday. The boys' soccer team fell to Carroll last Saturday in their first match of the year. Despite a pair of goals by Maiden Berger, they lost to Carroll 4-3 at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Sam Laura scored the other Tiger goal. The JV Black team, which is one of the two JV teams that Warsaw has, lost to Carroll 1-0. The JV Orange team beat Northwood by a score of 1-0, a combined shutout for the goalies, Jonah Berger and Moses McLean. The boys then all three played on Monday, JV Orange, JV Black, and the varsity. The varsity team picked up their first win of the season with a 3-1 win over Fort Wayne Southside at the Tiger Soccer Complex. Sam Laura with two goals, Maiden Berger scored in the victory. So they each, after two matches, each had three goals. The JV Black also beat the Archers by a 2-0 count with Grayson Ralston and Anthony Noriega scoring the goals. The JV Orange was a 4-0 winner at Elkhart on Monday, highlighted by a pair of goals for Giovanni Nunez and one each for Dylan Stouter and Anthony Salas. And then the boys won big at St. Joe, and that was on Thursday night. Boys picking up their second win of the week, a 6-1 win at South Bend St. Joe. Andy Voss scoring on the first goal for the Tigers, followed by Sam Lara's goal, assisted by Biden Berger. Berger then scored an unassisted goal and another assisted by Andres Rosas to give the Tigers all the offense that they would need on the night. But they got two more. Ricardo Anaclito Melendez with an assist from Laura and another goal from Delix Benitez. The JV Black played to a scoreless tie with St. Joe. Bennett Wiebe and Jonah Berger combined to pitch the shutout. The volleyball team was busy as they opened up their season at home against McCutcheon and Hamilton Southeastern, and the JV and freshmen also played against those same schools at home. The varsity defeated McCutcheon in five and went 15-10 in that final set. CeCe Good had 23 kills, Reagan Edwards 11, Madison Branham 25 assists, and Avery Heppner with 18. Ellie Heppner with 18 digs, and Madison Branham with 14. Then the varsity was defeated by Hamilton Southeastern in 4. CeCe Good with 11 kills, Madison Branham with 15 assists, Ellie Hepler with 3 aces, CeCe Heppner also with 3 aces, and Ellie Hepler had 17 digs. The JV beat McCutcheon in 2. Sophia Rios with 4 aces, and Erica Shimasaki had 3. Erica also had 7 assists, and Addie Weidenbetter had 5 kills. The JV then beat Hamilton Southeastern to go 2-0 on the day. Erica Shimasaki with 5 assists, and 2 kills each for Addie Weidenbetter, McKenna Moore, Charlotte Kessler, and Kayla Browning. For the freshmen, they defeated McCutcheon in 2, led by Layla Ballinger with 6 assists and Bailey Edwards with 7 kills. The freshmen then lost to Hamilton Southeastern in 2 in their final match, Maddie Perry with 2 aces and Layla Ballinger with 11 assists. Then the girls came back, went on the road to Fort Wayne on Tuesday, all 3 freshmen JV and varsity picking up victories. The varsity won in 3, led by CeCe Good with 14 kills and JC Stockman with 9, Avery Heppner with 15 assists, and Madison Branham also had 15. Ellie Hepler and Avery Heppner each with 4 aces, and Hepler had 14 digs. The junior varsity won in 2, Sophia Rios with 3 aces, Erica Shimasaki with 9 assists, Kayla Browning with 5 kills, Sophia Rios with 15 digs, and the freshman won in 2 as well, 25-15, 25-8, Layla Ballinger with 4 aces. She also had 11 assists, and Melina Silvius finished with 4 kills. Then the very next night, the girls came back home, took on Leo, and what a match that was. It went 5, and the 5th set went extra, all the way from 15-15 to 21-19. Warsaw picked up the 3-2 victory. CeCe Good with 23 kills, Madison Branham with 21 assists, and Avery Heppner with 18. Olivia Rooney with 5 aces, and Madison Branham with 4. Ellie Hepler had 29 digs, and Reagan Edwards had 4 block assists. The junior varsity won in 2. Erica Shimasaki with 8 assists. Emily Haverstock with 9. Erica also had 4 kills, and Charlotte Kessler had 4, and Sophia Rios had 15 digs. And the freshman won in 2. Layla Ballinger with 5 aces, Chloe Holman with 5, Layla had 6 assists, Andy Martinez-Lara with 2 kills, and Maya McLean also with 2. The freshman football team was down 14-0 at home against Northridge on Thursday night, rallied but eventually lost to the Raiders 21-16 to begin their season. And here's what today looks like. The cross-country teams finally get going today. They are all at the Larry James Invitational. That is at Chesterton, being run at Sunset Hills. And that competition is underway. The boys tennis team is at Bluffton for their Invitational today. The junior varsity and varsity volleyball teams are at Carmel for their round robin event. And that starts at the top of the hour. The girls soccer team is on the road looking for their first win of the season for a JV 2:30 start and a varsity 4:30 start at Hanover Central, and the JV football team is home at 10 o'clock, taking on Fort Wayne Snyder. Monday, the boys tennis team will host Dwenger at the Tiger Tennis Complex at 5 o'clock, and then the volleyball teams are home on Monday. The volleyball team will host Homestead, freshmen in the Career Center gym, JV in the Tiger Den, both at 6 o'clock, in the varsity in the Tiger Den after the JV. On Tuesday, the girls' golf team will take on Wawasee and Goshen. That will be at Stonehenge at 5 o'clock. And girls' soccer is home against Plymouth on Tuesday, JV at 5:30 and the varsity at 7. On Wednesday, road events. The unified football team begins their season on the road at Homestead at 6. And then the volleyball teams are at Rival Penn on Wednesday, JV and freshmen at 6 and the varsity right after the JV in the Palace at Al Rhodes Court. On Thursday, the girls' golf team will be at Meadow Valley and Middlebury to take on Northridge and Concord at 5 o'clock. The boys, JV, and varsity soccer teams will host Plymouth at 5:30 and 7. The girls, JV, and varsity soccer teams will be at Northwood on Thursday at 5:30 and 7:15. Boys tennis is home against Penn at 5:30, and the freshman football team will host Fort Wayne Snyder at 6 o'clock on Thursday. And then on Friday, it's the home opener for the football team as they take on Warren Central. That is a 7:30 kickoff. Note the start to that. There will be a lot of fun events going on around that game. We'll give you more information on that during the week. But again, that is a 7:30 kickoff Friday at Fisher Field. Season tickets, the All Sports Pass is still available. Go to WarsawTigers.com, the new website for the athletic department, and you can get yours today. Also, the athletic director at Warsaw, Matt Binkard, sent me an email and said, make sure that you let everybody know that they are currently in need of a girls swimming and diving head coach for the upcoming season. Okay, so if you are a swimming coach and have interest in that job, they would love to hear from you. You can go to warsawschools.org and find that job listing, and you can apply for it. That catches you up on what's been going on. We'll come back and wrap up next on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
R&B Car Company in Warsaw wants your car, and we're paying top dollar to get it. At the R&B Car Company Buying Center, our buyers are on site with free appraisals, instant cash offers, and no obligation. Any make, any model, any condition, we'll buy it today. Start at rbcarcompany.com or drive in for a real offer on the spot. Fast, easy, transparent. R&B Car Company. We buy cars. Located on Biomet Drive just off US 30 in Warsaw.
Bobcat of Warsaw is back for another year of Tiger football. All the football teams and cheer squads have worked hard this offseason getting stronger and preparing to rock the gridiron each and every game day. Just like those student athletes, your Bobcat and Exmark equipment has worked hard all summer long. Reward that equipment by bringing it in for that fall service so it's ready to roll next year. Now that your hard work is out of the way, let's go out and support our Tigers for another great football season. Bobcat of Warsaw is a proud sponsor of both Warsaw Tiger football and Warsaw Tiger cheer.
Booyah! Picture this. You're at the Warsaw Community High School football game. The stands are buzzing, faces painted, and the energy is electric. And guess what? Sim is making a play of its own. They're covering the cost of all sports passes for every student. So pack those stands, unleash your inner Tiger, and get ready to roar in the Sim Zone. With offices across Indiana, including right here in Warsaw, Sim is your home team for financial planning and investing. Visit sim.com to learn more. Okay, let's huddle up. Go Tigers!
When it comes to your eyes, there's a lot of noise out there, but in Warsaw, Reinholdt & Palmer is the clear choice. With over 50 years in the community and four dedicated doctors bringing over a century of combined experience, we're your trusted partners in eye care. We're open Monday through Friday and select Saturdays because we know your time matters too. Ready to see clearly? Book your appointment at reinholdteyecare.com. Reinholdt & Palmer Eye Care, the faces you know, the expertise you trust.
And now, for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I hope it came through the radio that the two young men that we had in here in the studio, these are not guys that want the spotlight, right? They are not drawn to attention. They just want to do their jobs and go about their business. And so for them to come in and do this on the radio in front of everybody, it's kind of a big deal. And I'm grateful that they participate in the show, and I hope you get to know them better so that when Friday night comes and you cheer for them against Warren Central, you'll say, I remember that kid. He plays rugby. I remember him. He wants to go to college and play rugby, and that guy is a poet, right? That's the whole point of having these guys on, is so that you can learn about them and get to know them a little bit better. We all get to, I never leave the studio at the end of a fall version of Tiger Talk and say, I didn't learn anything, because these guys teach me something about them every week. And I hope that in extension, they are teaching you that too. So we thank them for that. You see now what Tiger Talk does, how we do it. And we didn't even have the full thing because cross country hasn't started yet. So we'll have cross country results to talk about next week. And we're excited about that. So I hope that you will be a part of that next week as we are here at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw to talk about the fall sports teams at Warsaw Community High School. And again, the athletic department has a new website. It's warsawtigers.com. The old one had a dash in the middle, but we have a new website. We took the dash out, so it's warsawtigers.com. And if you want to know how a specific team did, you can go to their page and see their results. If you want just to see what happened in the last couple of days, like the night before, then you can do that as well. You will not find an article up there yet about the football team because I haven't written it yet, but I will be doing that as soon as we sign off the air. Now, you also, if you go to newsnowwarsaw.com, that's the radio station's website, and click on sports, and then you go down to Tiger Replay, you can go down and you will find not only the football broadcast from last night broken down into the four quarters of the game, but you'll see last week's Tiger Talk show is there right now. And about 10 after 10, you will see that this week's show is going to be there very soon. So if you want to listen to Andrew and Luis talk about stuff, or maybe someone missed it and you want to send them a link to that, copy that URL, fire it off to them, and they'll be able to hear it. And that will stay up there forever or longer. So if you want to do that, please feel free to do that. We will be back here each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Thanks to R&B Car Company, our title sponsor. Thanks to The Diner for supplying us with food for these guys. And by the way, they did not leave leftovers. It's all gone. And that's exactly what we want to hear. Have a great Saturday, everybody, and we will see you back here next week.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsawtigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.